This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. In this interview, I talk with Adam Shea. He's a manager of sustainability and membership communications with Riceland Foods. Shea was one of the judges that participated in the Create at State Symposium in April.
I'm originally from Dumas, Arkansas. I went to the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville and graduated in 2012 with a degree in agribusiness management and marketing. And there I moved to Dallas for a short stint, but came back and took a job at Riceland as a commodity marketing specialist for Southeast Arkansas. And then I did that for a few years and then kind of transitioned into the role now where kind of lead sustainability and membership communications.
So I know that you participated in April in the Created State Symposium that took place. You were a judge for this. How did you learn about Created State?
Yeah, I was asked by Jessica Blackburn. Over the past couple of years, we've gotten to know some of the staff at the Arkansas State Alumni Center, and Jessica's been working with us to find more ways to plug in and be involved, and this was a good opportunity.
So this was your first Created State. What were your thoughts on that?
I thought it was a great program. I thought it did a really good job creating a competitive atmosphere for the students to present their work.
What was it like being a judge for the Created State Symposium?
It was really impressive. You know, the amount of research that these students have done around so many topics was just really eye-opening. I judged the oral presentations, and it's one thing to do the research and work, but to stand up and present it takes a lot of confidence. And, you know, the students that we listened to just really, they really did an excellent job.
When you think about the different kinds of research that was presented during Created State, what do you think about that, by way of the different things that were presented while you were there?
Again, you know, really impressive. Almost all the work that I judged was structured around genetics and bioengineering of the different commodities. Most everything that was presented to our group were solutions to real-world problems. And, you know, I just think it's really great that Created State fosters that problem-solving creativity, you know.
So you work for Riceland Foods, which the world headquarters are in Stuttgart, Arkansas. There are branches and locations such as Jonesboro. Tell us about Riceland Foods.
Yeah, Riceland's a really unique company. We're the largest rice milling and marketing cooperative in the world, and we're farmer-owned, which is something I've always thought was pretty neat. We have 22 receiving facilities that we call dryers, where the farmers bring their grain. And these span from southeast Arkansas into the Boot Hill, Missouri, and we take anywhere from 75 to 100 million bushels of grain a year. From there, we move the rice to the mills in order to create the final product. And we have several mills located in Stuttgart, Jonesboro, Waldenburg, and New Madrid, and each one of them kind of serve a different purpose. For example, you know, our New Madrid mill is on the Mississippi River in Missouri, and so almost, you know, the majority of the rice that we export is milled there. But, you know, and while our primary focus is rice, we also have a soybean crush plant in Stuttgart. A lot of our members rotate rice and soybeans, so over the years we try to accommodate, you know, our members by handling both of those grains, and but also having that crush plant in Stuttgart allows us to keep the soybean prices competitive by creating an inland basis. Otherwise, our farmers would all be subject to the river prices. I think what really makes us unique is that we fit into every area of the supply chain, from farm to consumer, which is something most companies can't say. With transparency being more important today in the supply chain, we're in a really unique position because we kind of handle it from start to finish with our members, and so that's really helped put us in a unique position. But, you know, after we procure and process the grain, we sell it into domestic channels like retail, food service, ingredients, and then we still export rice to over 60 countries. So pretty much anything rice-related, we do it. And you ask about Jonesboro, I would be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, Jonesboro is very critical to the success of our company. Logistically, it's located in the heart of our footprint. And we receive and mill more rice in Jonesboro each year than any other location in the company.
And Ryan and I were talking to Adam Shea, who's with Riceland Foods. He also was a judge during this past Created State Symposium in April. And he joins us on the Created State podcast here on KASU. Tell us about some of the partnerships that Riceland Foods has with Arkansas State University.
Yeah, so we've worked with Arkansas State on and off. I know we helped fund the building of the Riceland Hall and the Fowler Center there on campus. We've also endowed scholarships and other educational opportunities. We recently kicked off the Distinguished Speaker Series that takes place at Arkansas State, and you know, this is open to students, faculty members, as well as the general public. And actually, the first speaker was former President Bill Clinton. That was back last February, I believe. But overall, you know, the partnership's been a great fit for both of us, and I think it will be for years to come.
How do you feel that Arkansas State is making an impact in the region, especially when it comes to agriculture?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know that Jonesboro has been one of the fastest growing cities in Arkansas, and I definitely think Arkansas State has a lot to do with that. You know, these numbers may be old, but I think I saw where Arkansas State estimated their economic impact around $1.2 billion a year. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure those numbers, if they are old, it's probably a much larger number than that today. And I would like to think that Arkansas State's probably has a lot to do with that. But, you know, they also play a large role in education outreach to the broader ag community, aside from just what they offer for students. You know, I know they host a bunch of big conferences every year, like the Soil and Water and the Agribusiness Conference. And I've actually attended those, and they've been really great. So I think they definitely play a large role.
Now, going back to the Created State Symposium that you were a part of, how do you think the symposium benefits students?
Yeah, you know, I think it's helpful exercise in transitioning into the real world. You know, it allows students a stage to showcase their work, and, you know, while having to communicate it as more of a business proposal. And I think exercises like these typically force people outside their comfort zone and help them improve, you know, skills essential to succeeding in their careers.
Going back to when you were a student, how do you think that something like this would have benefited you?
You know, going off that last question, I think it would have pushed me outside my comfort zone as well. You know, the amount of preparation that's needed to present those countless hours of work around subjects that, you know, most of the general public may not be aware of is critical to competitions like, you know, like the one at Created State. And, you know, I think it just really creates that competitive drive that's good for everyone involved.
So, Adam, let me ask you this. How do you think that the Created State Symposium would help students as you look for a place like Riceland Foods for Employment or maybe other employers?
Yeah, you know, I mean, at Riceland, I mean, we're more than just a rice mill, you know, and the more that technology advances, the more we're able to capitalize on those, you know, products of the future. But there's a tremendous amount of research and science that goes into that. And, you know, when I heard the presentations at Created State, I couldn't help but think of how valuable these students would be to a company like Riceland. You know, I mean, their base understanding of agriculture was, you know, advanced to say the least, but the discipline and creativity that these students showed, they'll have success no matter what career path they choose.
Very good. And finally, anything else you'd like to add about your participation in Created State or anything else you'd like to add, please?
Yeah, you know, I think mainly that I really enjoyed the experience. I hope to do it again in the future. And, you know, I just think it's really exciting to see what Arkansas State is doing. You know, I definitely encourage students to participate, but I'd also encourage anyone else to plug in where you can. I'm sure that your volunteering would be welcomed, and I think that, you know, everyone would find it to be a good use of their time.
And that is Adam Shea from Riceland Foods. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast at the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play or anywhere that you get your podcast. And also, when you get a minute, please rate and review. It only takes just a few seconds for you to be able to do that, especially if you go to Apple iTunes or anywhere that you get your podcast. That really helps us to be able to get the podcast out to more people. Once again, the Create at State Podcast. You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.